As the nation mourns the dead, the suspect in the Fort Hood shooting is recovering. One question that remains is why Major Nadal Hassan shot his Army colleagues. Physicians say a possible answer involves post-traumatic stress disorder. Some speculate Hassan will claim he has it, brought on by his fear of impending deployment and years of counseling soldiers scarred from battle.
The answer to the question, can somebody get post-traumatic stress disorder and not be in combat? The answer is yes.
Dr. Eric Anderson is a psychiatrist who was a Navy doctor for a decade. He says Hassan should be held accountable, but he also says he was not surprised to hear a psychiatrist pull the trigger. Anderson says the tales of battle trauma that military psychiatrists hear can be debilitating.
At the end of the day, you've got all that built up inside you. It's not like you can go home and talk about it because that's a violation of a patient's confidentiality. Day in and day out, seeing that stress over and over, eventually the cracks will show through.
The question is, in the military, who is the doctor's doctor?
Who's caring for the caregivers?
According to Anderson, there are just over 100 active duty mental health professionals with more than 100,000 soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan.
We have to get more people in the trenches. And by that I don't mean more mental health providers out there walking patrol. I mean more people available to not just see you once and then give you medicine and send you on your way, but to see you several times. Over weeks and months and years if necessary.
Anderson says the military must also work to remove the stigma attached to emotional problems. One thing is certain, as Hassan prepares a defense, there will be no shortage of psychiatrists and doctors to help. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.